Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
With our tea, spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
With our tea, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. I am your world's, the world's happiness specialist. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Oh, happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. And welcome to Reality Spirituality. Who the hell is this Rebecca Norrington? You know, the magic, the power of the social media. I have followers. Every week I have 2x new followers. Welcome, new followers. Welcome one, welcome all. Who the hell, who is she? Well, when I say I'm a happiness specialist, what I mean is in every waking moment, and listen, there's no exaggeration here. In every waking moment, I am making a choice. I am consciously aware of what I'm doing, what I'm thinking in every single moment. And each moment I have a choice to either choose peace or to choose drama. So that's it. And when I choose peace, and peace is the same as happiness. When I say happiness, I mean the ability to be at peace regardless of what life throws at you, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of what you're experiencing, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of what the other person says or does. And boy, oh boy, are we going to get into that, as they say, get into some things. We are going to talk about, I just want to hit on a couple of things, because I just saw a post today, this morning, and I was involved in the same type of behavior, program behavior, or whatever, the same type of behavior just a couple of days ago. So when things start linking up, I said, you know, I have to discuss this. I didn't plan on it. It's not on the docket, but I want to share something, and I want to ask each and every one of you, each and every one of you three listeners, each and every one of you listeners, because only the individual can answer this. Only the individual can answer this question, and you'll find the answer deep in your soul. And the curious thing about this life is when I ask, and I'll never say we, when I ask questions, I get answers. I get answers. The universe is always answering me when I throw out a question. How, universe? Why? How, why? And, of course, the answer is always, why is something happening? Because it's supposed to be happening. If you're experiencing something in this moment, you're supposed to be experiencing. Maybe you're not realizing, or you're not focusing on, or you're not trusting that whatever you're experiencing is for your betterment or is there to serve you. I know that's a tough one, because if somebody spits on you, you're thinking, well, let's see, how did that serve me, universe? And that's the topic. This is not the topic, but that's what I want to touch on really quickly before I get into the show. So I saw a post that described what happened to an individual. And it wasn't very nice. The experience wasn't nice. It was a personal attack, name calling, whatever label you want to put on it. And the same thing happened, the same type of thing happened to someone that I know the other day, and he he was very angry at his landlord. He was very angry at his landlord, and I just went over and was visiting, and he was telling me this horrible story about his landlord and how he and his landlord got into this huge fight, and he called her, you know what, I can say, this is my show, he called her a cunt, C-U-N-T. I mean, it's one of the worst things that you can call a woman, and he's telling me this story. Now, not only is he called her a bitch, he called her a cunt, and not only did he call her those names, but she's yelling at him, he's yelling at her, so they're having this huge, huge conflict. And he's telling me this, and this happened 2 days before he's telling me this story. Now, not only did he tell me this story, he told four of the other people that I know. We're all working at the senior center, and so we all know each other. And so he told four other people the same story about his argument, about this confrontation with his landlord, and about how unhappy he was with her, and how they had this screaming match. Now my thing was, well, something, you know, you call someone a cunt, I'm sure there's some history there. Anyway, that's just my perspective. But I'm throwing this question out. Everybody has in their own individual answer to it. Why do you share those kind of confrontations, those kind of circumstances, those kind of experiences with others? Because the vibe that I got was he wanted me to be pulled in and hate the landlady. He wanted me to be on his side, and now we all and the other acquaintances be on his side, and oh, we hate her. Getting together, sharing your story, what happened to you, you didn't like it, the landlady is giving you a hard time, and now you want everybody on your side to not like her. Anyway, so my question to each one of you, if you share a post, and see, this is my point. So what does that cause? It causes a lot of drama. It causes other people to think that they dislike this person too. And I used to do the same thing. I used to, if I had somebody that I didn't like or didn't get along with, you can better believe that I was sharing unflattering stories about them. Unflattering stories. But now at this point, 2020, my question is, why do you share them? Why do you share that story? And there's only one reason. Well, there's not only one reason. But one of the things that creates, or one of the things that happens, is there's just more drama. So you're sharing a story, you're a quote-unquote victim, now you're sharing the story, and now everybody is, not everybody, but the people you shared the story with, now they're on your side, and now, well, we're friends, and now we're against them. It's just a big mess, and I call it emotional energy pollution. We talk about pollution with the air, pollution with the plastic bottles, pollution with the gas. What about vibrational and energy pollution? Because that's how I look at it. Of course, I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Can we get into today's show? Before we get into today's show, I want to talk about, back to this definition of happiness, this happiness definition. First of all, happiness is a practice skill. Like any other skill, whatever you're practicing in this moment, you better believe you're taking it with you to your future moment. Happiness is a practice skill, and it all depends on what you're practicing in every single moment. It's like anything else. You started driving, you weren't a great driver, or a gardener, or a musician, or a writer, or a doctor, athlete, takes practice. So when I share, what I share is, on this show, Reality Spirituality, just merely what to practice. And I have a segment. Sometimes I remember it, sometimes I don't, and it's called In the News. And especially now with this quarantine week 8, well, I was driving around town, and markets are opening, farms are opening, the flea market is opening, this restaurant is opening. I mean, I felt a release of people coming out and being able to just be out in public with each other. Now, not everybody wasn't wearing masks. Listen, I'm not one to sit and say wear a mask. So everybody does what's comfortable for them. If anything that bothers me is people telling other people what's comfortable for them. In other words, what's comfortable for, oh, geez, Louise, I'm now going on and on. What's comfortable for you, because when I went to this flea market yesterday, I would say maybe 10% people were wearing masks, and most of the people weren't. I'm comfortable with that. I'm comfortable with you wearing a mask. I'm comfortable with you not wearing a mask. So my point is, whatever feels good for you, to you, for you, is fine with me. And you're not going to get me telling you what to do. You stay home. You do what's comfortable for you and stay out of my business, and I'll stay out of yours. Anyway, I digress. What's in the news? Which brings me to the point, you know, we're watching this documentary with Michael Jordan every week. It's 10 weeks. And one of the things that he got criticized for was while he was at the heat, at the height of his career, he wasn't an activist, meaning he wasn't a black activist, militant activist, someone that talked about, that had sides, black causes. And, you know, there's some people that are out in public and they choose a cause and they talk about it. But he was very open. He says, I'm not an activist. I'm not a role model. And get off my back. That's just not who I am. That's not what I'm comfortable doing. So my point is allowing and accepting what everybody, what they are comfortable doing. It's not what is comfortable for you. It's what's comfortable for someone else. And my peace is not going to be your peace. My comfortable ability, if that's a word, is not going to be yours. What I value is not going to be what you value. Are you okay with that? Because when you aren't okay with what somebody else values or what somebody else thinks is important or what somebody else puts their focus on, you are going to be unhappy. You are going to be bothered. You might as well shoot yourself in the foot. And I came to that, it's a recent practice, is letting go of how someone else finds their peace. You know, I talk about peace and peace is a priority and being happy, priority. Well, it's a priority for me. It's a commitment for me. It is a on and on every moment for me. But there was a time when I said, well, gee, what's wrong with you not prioritizing happiness? It's the only way. But believing that, judging that, and wanting someone to believe or wanting someone to value what I think is valuable, it subtracts from my own balance, my own vibration, my own peace, my own contentment. It subtracts from that. And this being happy, this being at peace with what happens and whatever doesn't happen, there are things that there are solid things to practice. And what I practice every day, every single moment, is prioritizing heat, peace, and surrendering to whatever is happening in the moment, and trusting that whatever is happening in the moment, regardless of how I'm feeling about it, regardless of how uncomfortable it is or how oh, why, universe, why am I going through this? Regardless of that, what my ego wants to talk about and my ego wants to have a story for, I know that whatever I'm experiencing, I'm supposed to be experiencing. And so that took me to another place of, well, this feel good. Everybody knows how it feels to feel good. Yeah, it feels great. But this other side to it, you know, this roller coaster ride, this roller coaster of life, when I'm not feeling, woo, I'm on the top of the mountain. Yeah, I can fly. Woo-hoo. That vibe. And I'm feeling something different. The only reason I'm suffering is because I'm labeling that a bad. Oh, that feels bad. But does it feel bad, or just does it feel different than the other vibe? So it's really about the different moments, the different stages, the different times, the different experiencing, without saying, "Oh, this is good and this is bad." Because if I grew up programmed to believe that nervousness and anxiety and anxiousness, ooh, that's exciting, then I would have a different take on it. So the mind, the ego, can be very, very tricky. So that's why I latch on to, and my foundation is and rooted in knowing and trusting that whatever I'm going through, whatever I'm feeling, is just part of this beautiful mosaic we call life. It's just part of the journey. It's just all of it. So you look at a picture of the Mona Lisa or the Sistine Chapel, and then you look in the corner and you say, you know, I really don't like the way they placed the foot on that one. You know, I really don't like the colors. No, you take the whole picture, all of life. All of it, the picking and choosing, the having preference. Well, I'd rather feel this way. The preferences always subtract from happiness, or the wanting a different preference, or desiring a different preference than, or a different moment than what you're experiencing. Can we get to today's topic? And the number to call in to speak with me live is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619, and press the number 1 if you'd like to chime in. Have a few people in the queue. So let's get to today's topic. And this topic is a new one for me. First of all, shout out to all you mothers out there. I didn't even say Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. Let me give a shout out to my mother. Thanks, Mom. Thank you for living out your, why am I thanking her for living out her destiny? Thank you for living out your destiny, and thank you for raising me and gifting me with this. You know, I'm a happily ever after, and she lives happily ever after. Fairy tale kind of view, Wizard of Oz. Oh, I live in Oz. Oh, Dorothy. I got that vibe going, that fairy tale vibe. And I wrote this down last night, and I said, happily ever after, hold on, where is it? Happily ever after is this present moment. Happily ever after is right now. I don't wait for happily ever after. It's happening right now. Because I've looked back and said, wow, if I would have appreciated that moment, what a great moment. Teaching boot camp classes for 25 years, being able to do 500 reps on one leg, all of these things that I used to do, the appreciation, the gratitude, the being in the moment, the flowing with it all. Happily ever after is this moment right now. Let's get to the levels of love and dissecting the levels of love on Mother's Day 2020. That's right, it's 2020. It's not 2020. It's 2020. Okay. Now, this topic was inspired because I had this discussion with my son about compromising. And when you're in a relationship, we've talked back and forth, we've shared back and forth. When you're in a relationship, there's compromise. You do this for me, I'll do this for you, or you let me have my way this time, and then you can have something later. You know that compromising vibe that people in relationships do. And I used to do the same thing, the compromise. And the programming is to compromise. Well, I do this for you, you do that. Now, when I used to tell him, I used to say, you know, there's something wrong with that, the compromise. No, there's something wrong with compromising. And then the universe hit me the other day, because I know anytime I have a bold statement of there's something wrong with fill in the blank, I know the universe usually picks me up by my ankles and turns me upside down and shakes everything out and says, now you figure out a way, or you come up with a different perspective, because it's all good. Even compromise is good. And you know, I had a struggle with that because I didn't believe that compromising with someone else is good. Because why didn't I believe it? The story is, because if I compromise with you, then I'm going to want to expect something from you. And if I don't get what I expect from you, then I'm going to have resentment. I'm going to have a underboiling pouting. I'm going to poke my lips out. All of it. If I give this and you don't give anything back, and you don't fulfill your part of the contract, then my lips are going to be poked out. I'm going to be pouting. Some people have their chins poked out. Some people have their lips poked out. My lips poke out. And the universe hit me with this. Levels of love. And all are good. The dissecting each level, let's talk about them. There's the universal love. And before what I used to do is saying, well, if you're compromising, that's not real love. That's love with strings attached. And then what the universe corrected me with yesterday, no, it's all good. I didn't like it, but that's what I was told. The first level is universal love. That means all unconditional. You are loved, you are accepted regardless of what you do, regardless of what you don't do. The universe loves without wanting, desiring anything in return. Anything from you, anything back from you. It just loves. It just loves unconditionally. And a lot of times you can see that type of love with a parent and a child. I mean, is it a one-year-old, a two-year-old, a three-year-old isn't giving anything back. It's always the parent is giving and giving and giving and giving and giving until they're 35 and giving and giving and giving and giving without wanting anything back, without seriously, really internally, not in every cell of my body, not wanting anything in return. Absolutely nothing. There is absolutely nothing I want my son to do or need my son to do. Nothing. Not even wish me a happy Mother's Day. That is universal love. That is unconditional love. Now, the second level of love, and listen, it's not this is one, this is two, this is three. Get rid of the numbers. I'm just describing, because one is not on top, one is not on the bottom. It's just a description of what type of love it is. Now, the other type of love is, now listen, I might be missing something, but the other type of love is contractual love, meaning there is a contract. There is a contract to love, to love, marriage contract. It is written out. It's a marriage contract. And in that marriage contract, there are expectations. There might be rules to follow. There is a contract which says, I'm going to use this word only because it's funny, I am stuck with you. We are married. I am stuck with you. We have a contract, marriage contract. Now, in that marriage contract, it's a give and take. You know, you hear marriage is a give and take, or a relationship is a give and take. In a contract, give and take, but there is a set. A is married to B. That's another level of love. Again, no judgment, just a description. And in that contract, there may be, you know, some compromise thrown in there, and there may be some time to compromise or compromise written into the contract. And the other level of love is a compromising level of love, meaning that, yes, I am really happy or content, and I really desire and I desire, need, want, feel comfortable with, however you want to describe it, with compromising. Having you're in a relationship, maybe with one person or maybe with a few people, you know, maybe it could be a group. A group wants to go to have Chinese food and the other group wants to have Italian food. And so this time we'll compromise and we'll go and try out Chinese food, and next time we'll compromise your way. So it's a compromising relationship. Hold on, let me put on my glasses. It's a compromising relationship. So I'll do this if you do that. Or if you're going to do this for me, I'll do this for you. It's a barter type of relationship. It's back and give and take, yes, I give and take. And you know it's a give and take because if someone isn't giving, then no, that's got to keep flowing. I give this, you give that, because if one person stops giving and the other one is just always taking, am I right? That could be a little bump in the road. But that is another description of another level of love. And I want to say that everyone is going to be at, people are going to be at the level of love where they're supposed to be. People are going to be comfortable wherever they find themselves, but it's up to each individual to look in the mirror and to say, okay, which level of love am I in, or what type of relationship level of love am I in? Not only in, am I giving? Is it all unconditional for everyone, or is it back and forth? Is it give and take? And see, this took me a while to get, because I'm thinking that my peace is supposed to be your peace. But see, I'm not going to be at peace with being in a relationship where I have to, if I give, then I have to take, give and take and give and take. If you expect something from me or you want something from me, that's not peaceful for me. But the truth is, it is peaceful for other people. So all I'm saying is to look in the mirror and be honest about what type of relationship are you in, or what type of relationship brings you the most peace. And each person's peace is different. See, it took me a while to even come up with that, because I'm thinking, hey, if I don't get unconditional love, if I can't be myself, if I can't do, you're going to expect something from me, you're going to expect me to compromise, that's not going to bring me peace. I'm thinking that that's for everybody. I'm thinking that's universal. But it's not. Because everybody's peace, it's an individual game. And what's peaceful for someone else is not going to be peaceful for me. And what's peaceful for me is not going to be peaceful for someone else. And see, the interesting thing we talk about when we talk about looking at an example of a woman that is being abused or beaten up. I mean, you've seen the stories, and I know people that are officers that have answered domestic violence calls, and they say they go to the house and they break it up, and the woman leaves the house and she goes right back. I mean, you've heard these stories about women that get beat up and relationships and men too. And they go back right back to the abuser. They go right back to the relationship where they're getting either hit or they're getting physically abused, physically, emotional abuse, and they stay there. And what I didn't understand and what I couldn't grasp is that a peaceful relationship, a person that is going to be kind to them and be loving to them, is not peaceful. Their peace is really in that turmoil, or in that type of environment. See, it would be turmoil for me. But in that type of environment, in any other type of environment, is not going to be comfortable. And I'm going to use my own mother as an example, because my father was, he wasn't always a nice guy to her, and they weren't nice to each other. But, he said a few things. He said a lot of things, and he was mean to her. But I know my mother, a nice guy, because that's who she was raised with, a man that was mean and was not nice to women, to his wife and to his daughters. So that type of environment, there's a comfort. There is a comfort to, not my comfort, but there is a familiarity, thinking that attention or that type of attention means that you care. I know it's way out there, but there's so many types of relationships, that I say to myself, I would never be in that type of relationship. Well, that's just for me. That's my level of peace. That's my level of being comfortable. So the levels of love, there are universal levels. I love you regardless. I love you, and you do not have to do one thing for me. You do not have to give me anything. You don't have to do anything for me. I love you. You don't have to call me. No, I love you. And you can see that in, like I said, parents to child, but sometimes you have friends that are, you might talk to a friend maybe once a year, maybe once every 5 years. I have friends in California. I talk to them on the phone maybe once a year. Sometimes I see them once every 2 years. And then we jump right back into it, and we're so cool, we're cool and we're chill, and there's no need to, I got to talk to them every single day. So each relationship is structured differently, but it all comes back to the individual and knowing and being honest with self and saying, if I'm giving for another 5 days, if I'm giving for 5 months, and I'm not getting anything back, well, that's not going to work. That's not going to work for me. So your energy and your vibration, you will match your vibration, you will match what's comfortable for you, you will find the relationship that you find peace in. Somebody expecting something from me is not going to be peaceful to me. That's just me. Or wanting me, I have some friends that call me, and I'm just not one to get on the phone. I said, text me. You want something? Text me. You want to talk? Text me. Sometimes I text, sometimes I don't. I'm not one to text right away. No. You don't text right away. You didn't text me for 3 days later. I called you and you haven't called me back. Why don't you call? No. That's not for me. that doesn't bring me any kind of peace. I'm gonna run the other way if somebody is telling me what I have to do or what, not what I have to do, but what they want me to do. I'm going to make a beeline the opposite way, and I'll see you once in a while. So the levels of love, the point is there are many levels. And again, if you want to ask a question, just press the number one. I have a few people in the queue. There are many levels of love. And so what level of love gives you the most peace? Do you need, do you desire, are you comfortable with the give and take? I give here, I take here, give and take, give and take, give and take. 50-50, you hear about it with parents. Well, I'll wash the dishes, you take out the trash. You know, the 50-50 kind of deal. But when, oh, hold on a second. Oh, geez, I just lost the screen. Hold on, listeners. Hold on, my dear audience. Hold on, my dear audience. Just lost the screen. There we are. Okay, I'm back. So the question becomes, what type of level works for you? And only you can answer that. And my peace is not your peace. And you're going to find peace in every in the level that you're in, the level of love that you're in. Can you imagine being in a relationship where it doesn't matter what you do, and you're still loved, and you're still accepted, and you're still embraced? It feels like that's the ultimate to me. And that's what I practice giving, because if I'm giving to someone, if I'm giving my time or I'm giving my attention or I'm giving my moments, then I'm giving those moments without any strings attached. You don't have to do anything for me. You really don't. I'm giving freely. The gift is a free gift. When I give and I'm expecting something back, or there is an expectation, I want something from you. I called you the last 10 times. Why don't you call me? I'm the one that always calls. Why don't you call me? Why don't you do this for me? That's giving with something expected back. And all expectations and always wanting someone else to do something or behave in a certain way subtracts from peace. Eventually, maybe not in this moment, but eventually, all expectations you wanna get rid of, you wanna eliminate disappointment and heartache forever. Disappointment and heartache forever, eliminate all expectations. And that's from people, and that's from relationships, and that's from life. Because the minute I'm expecting, that means that I'm in the future. The greatest peace is found in the present moment. Speaking of which, I'm looking outside into the trees, and there's a deer. Hello, deer. Any questions? So the levels of love, we have universal love, and the example is how mothers and fathers just give these kids without wanting anything back. And you know what else? Even the giving and not expecting a child to do anything, including chores. See, giving. It's a practice. It's not taught, but that's the way the universe loves and gives. And then you have the contract love, which is a marriage, which is this. We are together. This is what this means. I'm with you. You're with me. Yes. And then we have the compromise type of love, which you give, I give and take. So all I'm, and then it's the same as bartering. So just recognize and be honest with what type of love you are comfortable with, what type of love brings you peace. Because what if you're giving, and that other person isn't doing anything? Can you still love? And if you can't still love, is that love? Well, all levels are good. I'm just reading my notes. All levels are good. Find peace in every level you're in. Call it what it is. That's what I want to say. Call it what it is. And my peace is not your peace. Now, just a couple of examples of what subtracts from happiness really quickly. Let's just go down the list. What subtracts from happiness? Drama. Blaming anyone or any person or the way you feel. Comparing yourself to anyone else. Noticing what someone else is doing. Noticing, focusing on what anyone else is doing, and of course putting a judgment on it. Thinking anything is serious. Thinking anything is important. Wanting someone else, here's a big one. Here's a big one, especially now with this corona and the pandemic. Wanting someone else to think what you think is important is important. Wanting someone else to think what you think is important is important is important. You know, I've talked to so many people, and you know how many people think that this, that they're just not concerned and not afraid and have zero concern about this virus? A lot. And then I've talked to people that are very fearful and cautious. Same thing. So every individual is different. Can you accept others and thinking and letting them believe what's important to them and letting them believe it's important to them and in other words, accepting what they think is important to them? Hold on a second. I have someone that wants to say hello, wants to have a question. Hold on just a second. Let me, area code 408, what's your first name? Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Craig.
Craig. Hi, Craig. Welcome to the show. What's your question or comment?
Oh, I'm just listening to you. You're going on, and I'm like, yeah. And I feel like I want to say something, but I can't say nothing because I'm listening, right? But you know how it is when you get full. You know, when people start talking, I start getting all this information, and I want to spit it out, you know, and I'm over here tasting my words going, I put a little salt in this piece here, and I want to spit that out there so people can hear it, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. Okay, so here we are. We got, like, you and me right now, right? I'm outside of yourself. You're outside of myself, right? Now, I could either copy you, or I could mirror you. It depends on how I'm listening to you. If I'm listening to you and I'm eating with my ear, then this is going to be the mirroring effect. But if I just copy you, like if you put your right hand on your cheek, and if I was to copy you, I would just do the same thing, right? I would copy you. But if I was going to mirror you, then I'd have to do the opposite. So
okay, and point is,
so there's the outside and then there's the inside, and people speak from the outside looking out their two eyeballs into the natural, and that's what they speak about, what that all is, and that's the left side, and I'm not on the left side, I'm on the right side. So there's a big difference, and not everybody can tell the difference.
So I have a question for you. So what are you challenged? What challenges you? Let's talk about Craig. What challenges you?
Well, myself, first and foremost, you know, because sometimes I shoot my mouth because I feel so powerfully about something. And I call that relying on my feelings. And when I do that, I make so many mistakes. And I don't want to talk about all the mistakes that I make because let's be serious.
So let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there because
okay.
there's
yeah,
no
yeah,
such
yeah.
thing as a mistake. There are no mistakes in this universe. There are no mistakes, but, you know, I know that for me, the self-criticism, I'm thinking I'm making mistakes. No, you've never made a mistake. You get an A-plus for everything. And this thing about, I'm serious. You know how long it took me to get to that point?
I know what you're talking about. I hear you, and I understand what you're saying, and I have to reiterate what I was saying earlier about mistakes. I want to just, let me just clarify that real quick and see if that this will help you a little bit with understanding where I'm coming from. Because the whole
mm-hmm.
point is to say something to you and then have you see what I'm saying. And then from that standpoint, take a look and see where I'm coming from. But a lot of people don't get that far with me. They don't get that far with me. So I get frustrated. I get frustrated because, well, maybe like, you know, I didn't do nothing wrong. I could have that attitude, but that doesn't seem to work with these people, even though I know. But let me just put myself aside for a second, because if I get into my own self, then I'm going to have to get out of myself, because I need to be able to see myself in order to see them. See,
okay,
I don't want to play
that
game.
Hold on, because I asked you a specific question, and my question was, how are you challenged? And so are you telling me that your challenge is with other people?
It's maybe with the way I communicate. I think it's more or less that way, because I don't communicate very clear, and I'm trying my best to do that. So maybe it's just I don't have a very good communication skills. You know, I lack a lot, and probably vocabulary and everything else. So, but
I'm feeling what you're saying is so you're saying the communication. You know, the interesting thing about what I've learned about communicating with other people. And so you have a message that you're saying that you want to get across, whatever that message is, and are you finding you're getting your message across, or you're finding you're having confrontation, or what? You said you have problems communicating, and so or are you, when you communicate, are you looking for agreement? I mean, are you expecting a response from somebody when you or some type of response when you communicate? In other words, do you have an agenda when you are communicating? That's either a yes or a no.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
Woo. Woo. Yes. Woo. Okay. Now I'm getting chills. Okay. So let me give you a little insight, because on this show it's all about, for me, it's all about sharing with other people how to be happier. When I say happy, I'm talking about how to feel this vibration of peace, contentment, regardless of what happens, meaning regardless of what people do or regardless of how people respond to you. So what communicating with anyone, you want to be at peace, and you can communicate with anyone and be at peace, I'm going to give you the secret. You're ready? And I'm not even going to charge you for it. Well, you could send me a quarter. Here we go.
Go for it.
When you communicate, first, there's a few things. When you're communicating, and I've had to learn this. Know that because you're, and you started off the show saying that, you know, the mirror and back and forth and being different, and that we are all as different as fingerprint, no, number one. And so you might use the word, say the word respect. It may mean 99% of the time. It's going to have a different vibe, a different feeling, a different meaning for you. Someone else, that word may mean absolutely nothing. And so know that right off the bat, even if you're speaking English, even if you're speaking the same language, that communication is going to be a challenge because your words have a different definition, feel, vibe for someone else. That's number one. So let's just throw that out there. So I know that if I say love, for me, it's going to be different love that you use. Okay, that's number one. But this is the real key. This is the shooting gun. This is the trophy. Whenever you have an agenda, communicating with someone else, so your agenda is either you want them to agree, your agenda is you want them to change their mind, your agenda is to, you just want to share. The agenda is always a problem. If you communicate freely, I'm just expressing myself without an agenda, without an expectation of how they act or how they don't act, you are going to find a lot more peace. But your agenda and your expectations of other people will always keep you in this circle, this flux of, oh, God, they're not communicating. No, you're communicating, but you have an agenda with your communication.
I have an agenda in the fact that it's not what you think as far as agenda. Like if I say covert activity, then you're going to be thinking, oh, you're up to no good, right? Covert activity, you're up to no good. It means you're doing something that's not good. Well, that's not true because
you just made the point though. You said covert. If I say covert activity, you said you're going to be thinking, oh, there's something no good. No, that's a false statement right there. Because covert to me just means secret. It doesn't mean no good. See,
that's what I'm trying to say. It's a little subtle thing, like you were saying. You know, I'm a little bit older than a lot of these kids. You know, the kids are smart these days. But when I say a word, and then when I say that word, the language has changed, and then so I find out about this language being changed because the word that I'm talking about references back when I was younger. That's what it meant. But today, that word means something else to the kid. So the language is changing. And so I need to be on board with what's going on with the changes. A lot of times we don't get on board with that. And we stay stuck back in the old days and do things like that. So I realized
And still, though, you still have an agenda speaking with people. And I'm telling you, if you really are looking for or wanting to be more peaceful with conversations, is being able to talk without having agendas or expectations or even, you know what my agenda used to be? One of my agendas was to teach. My agenda was to teach someone else, teach them something, teach them my beliefs. I'm telling you, an agenda will always keep you will subtract from peace. I can't even have an agenda. That's what I'm sharing with you.
I understand what you're saying. I totally get that, and I agree with you 100%. Okay? But I just wanted to say this one thing concerning what I was talking about as far as, you know, the agenda, which maybe not be the correct word to use for what I'm saying. But if I'm talking to somebody because I'm listening, you know, and I hear something and it concerns me because I obviously this person in my thought process, I have their best interest. So it's not like I have an agenda.
You have their best interest?
In my thought process because I'm listening to what they're talking about. And I know they said a lot of stuff, but a lot of that stuff they were saying is just the surface stuff. I want to get down to the where the heart of the matter is. So I got to listen to all this stuff first so that when I get down to the heart of the matter where the person is, then I'm able to make a deposit of this love into their life, you know, into their love bank, if you will. And that's my agenda, if you want to talk about agenda. But it's not like an agenda. It's just something that it's just something that happens. But at the same time, as that happens with people, I become a little frustrated because maybe I'm not a Betty Crocker's kid and I don't sit there and go, now we're going to do this and we're going to, like, you know, I don't talk like that. I'm a little more freestyle with my approach. I be myself. When I be myself, I find that I'm more effective than when I'm being the other way where I'm frustrated because if I wish other people were nicer, you know, it always ends up for me with more frustration and being hurt. So I'm thinking I really have no control over the actions of other people, and that helps me to establish a boundary in this area, at least to identify where I can put a boundary that would help keep me safe in what I'm doing.
Right. Okay. Let me just end up with this because I have a couple people that want to talk also. But let me come back to you because, again, it's never about the other person, my dear Craig. It's always about you. And I'm gonna just put your seatbelt on this one. And so when there is an agenda of anything, see, it always comes back to the person in the mirror. And so the agenda and the being in someone else's being in someone else's business and the lack of acceptance of who these people are and how they think and being okay with everything they say. Trust me, it's very frustrating. Very frustrating to be okay with all people's beliefs and how they're viewing the world and all of it. But it comes back to me. If I'm speaking, number one, I realize that my words may not mean the same to them. Number two, if I'm sharing something or talking in my real life, not if I'm on the radio, but in my real life, I don't have an agenda with someone because if I do have an agenda, that means I want something from them. I want them to understand a different way. I want them to believe a different way. So it's letting go. It's being the practice is acceptance of other people of all types, however they think, however they do. Trust me, it you know how hard it is to accept all these people with all of their beliefs. But there's peace with that, and that's how the universe listens, with no agenda and with all acceptance. Craig, please call in anytime. Thank you so much for contributing to the show. Area code 951, welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's your first name? Area code, hold on a second. Area code 951. And I really appreciate Craig's contributing because his point is shared by all of us. We all get frustrated when we're talking to someone else. Anyway, area code 951, what is your first name? Welcome to Reality Spirituality.
Hi, it's Nathaniel calling.
Nathaniel from last week, Nathaniel?
Yeah, it's from last week I called.
So question, did you do your homework assignment?
What was my homework assignment?
Homework assignment? Your homework assignment was to go on YouTube and find some things to laugh at every day. You don't remember your every day
I've been laughing. Yeah, I've been laughing. I watched the Three Stooges, I think, this morning, and I've been laughing trying to look for laughter. I have a little CD on my thing about laughter. It's saying it's good for your health.
So, you know, the Three Stooges is one of my favorites, too. I mean, that was the go-to. I wasn't allowed to watch them when I was younger because they were too silly. Three Stooges are hysterical. Are you doing that every day? I mean, what have you found? What have you found with your assignment to laugh every day?
It's brought, joy and peace. You know, it's been laughter, and then it just brings contentment, too.
Does it? Or are you just saying that just to kiss up today? Kiss up for me to me on Mother's Day.
Well, I think it does, you know. I think it does.
Well, I'm smiling. I'm smiling a big smile. I have my teeth showing and my gums showing with your comment. And I appreciate that. You know, the thing that you shared last week, we're all individuals, and we all are responsible for our energy imprint, or the trail we leave behind. I think we're responsible. But we make the trail, the trail that we leave behind is the trail that we leave behind. And so what you're saying is you made a conscious effort to do something different something different than what you have been doing, and that is huge. See, we don't get awards for that. We don't get Tonys or Grammys or Emmys for our personal growth or our decisions to do something different that's going to be uplifting and maybe a contribution for us being lighter. So that is a decision and a choice that you made for yourself, and in reality, you also made it for the world, for the planet. So your lightness and your laughter is the contribution that you're making to this planet. So I want to say thank you.
Hey, well, you're welcome.
Have you ever seen Impractical Jokers?
Oh, yeah, I've seen Practical Jokers.
Do you think that's a funny show? Or not really? Some people think it's too silly.
Oh, I didn't know that there was a show. I just thought you meant like Practical Jokers in general. So I'm not sure.
Oh, no, it's called Impractical Jokers. Impractical Jokers. It's one of my favorite television shows. And Impractical Jokers.
Maybe it's on YouTube.
It is. They do have clips on YouTube. There are clips on YouTube. And it's on, I believe it's on the, I don't know if it's on the Comedy Network, but you can just look it up. But, yes, there are clips on YouTube. There's four guys and they're friends from high school. I think it's funny. And that's the other thing. We all have different senses of humor, but it's my go-to every single day for chuckles, for giggles, for laughs, and, of course, the old Seinfeld episodes that I was watching yesterday. But I make it a point to laugh every single day. It's not even on my list of things to do. It becomes every day. I have to laugh. If I don't, I feel like I haven't had any water. Or it's just part of who I am now. So I highly recommend it, and I really appreciate you calling in again, Nathaniel. And you have another assignment. And hold on, we have another someone else. And thank you again, Nathaniel. You have another assignment now. Look up. Impractical Jokers. Go ahead. What?
Watch Impractical Jokers. Which one was that?
Impractical.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was that my assignment?
Oops. Uh-oh. Hold on. Uh-oh. What did you say? I pushed the wrong button. What did you say, Nathaniel?
That's my assignment, to watch Impractical Jokers.
Yes, that's your assignment.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Hey, Nathaniel, I command you. And thanks for listening to the show. Keep holding on. And we have another. Oh, area code 347. Oh, I see. This is Nathan. Welcome to the show, Nathan. Welcome to Reality Spirituality.
It was. I thought it was fitting to come on after Nathaniel came on.
Oh, yes. And you have a comment or question about the show? Anything?
I do. I just related to, you know, when Craig called in, you guys were going back and forth, and he was talking about he feels like the struggle of communicating until it's like a free-flowing thing and not thinking about it and sort of worrying about what other people think or if they like it or not. And I just feel similar to that, where I think I have this issue communicating or speaking clearly until I sort of get out of this idea that I need to be understood by someone else, or that someone else needs to sort of like what I say. When I just kind of focus on myself and let it free flow, it's better for me.
Mm.
You know, you talked about getting out of other people's business kind of thing, that vibe, staying on myself.
Right, and so when you say getting out of other people's business, are you talking about how other people's business of how they even respond to what you're saying? That's their business. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I do. I for sure, because it feels like part of me wants to improve my communication because I do want them to respond a certain way And when I release that, when I let go of, they can respond however they want or not hear me or like it or not like it, then it sort of lets me off the hook to just do me, just focus on me.
Yeah, and that's the only thing that you can control is you and your reaction. You're reminding me of there's two stories, but someone's telling me that, you know, I hold the door open for someone. I hold the door open for someone, and they don't tell me thank you, and they don't say thank you for holding the door. Well, my question to you is, are you holding the door open so they can tell you thank you, or are you holding the door open because you really are genuinely wanting to assist and hold the door open? I'm saying this is really, really, really a big, when you speak or when you do something, when you want something back, when it's that conditional love, when it's that barter kind of love, that compromising kind of love, I'm going to do this, but I want something back, or I'm going to give, but I want something back. Even giving a conversation, but I want something back. I want understanding. I want maybe you change your mind. Whatever you want back, it is just a recipe for disaster. All I'm here to tell you, this, I'm just letting you know, trust me, I've tried it all different kinds of ways. And wanting anything back from someone, even if it's understanding, is just a recipe for a disaster. And when I walk through town and I smile, or somebody's looking at me and I smile and I wave, you know, I look at somebody's eyes, and sometimes people look at me and they look away. They're not going to smile. They're not going to wave back. And I'm like, oh, okay. But it's nothing personal. It's just they're not in the mood. Maybe they didn't see me. Maybe they don't like smiling. Maybe they don't want to smile. But I smiled because I felt like smiling. I didn't smile because of I wanted to do something for them. And it's a big difference, because this wanting something back is a setup for heartbreak and failure. Your thought?
Well, I was just thinking that too. I was just thinking about when I say hi to people, and because that's what I feel like doing, and I really try to remember that, because it's the second I say hi to somebody and then they don't say hi back, now I have this immediate. Well, not all the time, but sometimes I have an immediate reaction of, oh, okay, well, I'm going to not say hi to anybody else anymore. and that isn't really true, because now it's okay. I'm trying to say that if I liked saying hi or greeting somebody because that's what I feel, that's going to stay the same no matter what. But if I say hi based on if they do it back, or based on that the last person did it or didn't do it, now I feel like I'm kind of going up and down, and it's just a metaphor for my life going up and down, you know, based on these little moments and interactions. I'm trying to hold on to things that are consistent, if that makes sense. And what's more consistent than other people is myself.
Yeah, because other people are just like the weather. They're not consistent. They're just not consistent, or just like nature. It's just not consistent. It's always changing. And you just hit on a point which is really, really important, because what is the least common denominator of this show? The show is called, you know, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. And happiness is a the individual's responsibility, that person in the mirror. So it's my responsibility for my happiness. You can't make me happy. You can't make me more peaceful. You can't make me feel peace, more peaceful or less peaceful unless I allow it, unless I'm in your business, unless what you do and what you say matters, which takes everything all the way full circle back to the topic, which is levels of love. And so there's levels of love where I'll love you, but I want something back from you. Or there's the universal love, which is unconditional. We've heard unconditional, but what really does that mean? That means there, I don't need anything back from you. I don't want anything back from you. I'm just going to love. I'm just going to give. I'm just going to love. I'm just going to give. I'm just going to accept. But the majority is I give and I want something back. Give, take, give, take. It's so interesting. It's when you even you know, seeing people on the street, you know, the homeless people, and if I'm giving them money, I don't even want to thank you. So it's interesting where each individual feels comfortable. This give, take, I want something from, anytime you want something from someone else, whether it's a reaction, you want something, you're setting yourself up.
Yeah, unfortunately, I do have to agree with that, as I've come to learn. I have to agree, unfortunately, but yes, we talked earlier just with the expectation, and that does get tricky because it comes in for me. Yeah, I think it's just practice. In the moment of holding the door open, if I hold it open, there's that story for me that I'm gonna make a generalization on my experience. But when I do something for someone or a door, I'll usually get a thank you. So if I have that story where I do this and I get a thank you, and it builds this expectation in me that it's going to happen next time. So I don't have to, but if I'm really working on no expectations and not wanting something from someone else, I got to jump in after I hold the door open. I got to jump in and make sure those thoughts of expectations aren't creeping in. And that, for me, when we talk about the work and we talk about practicing, that is my practice is, oh, there, that thought is coming in, and I know I don't have to act on that thought or really believe it. But just to see it, because it's quick. It's really quick.
You know, you said, it is. Happiness is a practice skill, and what do you practice? And one of the practices is to be open to all possibilities in all moments. All possibilities in all moments, which means I have no idea what's going to happen next. That means in every moment I'm okay with uncertainty. In every moment, I'm okay with all of it. In any moment, I'm okay with a response. I'm okay with no response. And so that is the set. That is the set point. That is the foundation, is to be okay with uncertainty, be okay with nothing, and be okay with everything. And when that is a daily practice, then there's not even an expectation of anything.
Right.
Of a thank you, of a teaching. There's no expectation of anything. So in other words, it gets to a point where the expectations, which is always offered by the ego, you know, the ego's responsibility is to keep me miserable for as long as possible and to throw in my face all the stories that are going to keep me miserable and make me miserable. So pay attention, because all stories are suspect. All stories have that reason. You have a story, okay, I open the door and now I expect to thank you. See, it's still the stories, but the life is stepping into each moment, experiencing each moment, stepping into each moment with newness and wonder, and having absolutely no clue of what's going to happen. Absolutely no clue what's going to happen, and be okay with that. And be okay with the wonder and the it's like going to Disneyland for the first time. But you go to the Disneyland for the first time every time. It's just like Groundhog Day. Every day is a different, is the same day, but it's a different day. And can you get to the point where you really don't know what's going to happen, and you're okay with that, and you're okay with all possibilities, and you're okay with not knowing?
Ooh, that's good.
That'll be $500.
You really do know
Thank
yourself.
You. Write that
yeah.
down. No, well, you inspired me because you know, and each one of the callers today, there's always, and see, that's what's so cool about the show. Everybody contributes. I'm just not up here loud barking at everyone. Everyone contributes their experience and their perspective, and so it just everything ties into, well, what do you really want? What do you really want? What is it that you're really looking for? What is it that you're really desiring? What is it? Is it freedom? Is it peace? What is it that you really, really want? And that's the question that only each individual can ask and answer. Because there is something, you know, it's human nature to search and seek and to be curious. But it's a drive to feel good. And the feel good is really feeling connected. Traveling on this journey with the shoulders down, deep breath out, the in. Okay, universe, what great plan, what excitement do you have in store today? And you know, it could be, I talked to some people, I didn't leave the house today. Well, is that a good day? I didn't leave the house. And it depends on your story. Every day is a good day. Every moment is a good moment. Every moment without judgment, without labeling. All of it is exciting. All of it is consuming. All of it is filling. All of it. This is a great life.
As to quote you
life.
Earlier, you said it. Beautiful mosaic we call life. I wrote that down. You said that in the show.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Well, I really appreciate you calling in, Nathan, all the time, every single time. And this is an hour and 20 minutes. Who knew?
Jeez.
You want to sum it up? Is there a sum up? Is the takeaway that you have that you want to share a takeaway from today?
I do, I do, and it's something from the show with Nathaniel that called in, and earlier our phone call, which is just the laughing, and I love laughing with you in the morning, and that was really early for me. I can't even believe I got a laugh out that early. I thought I was cranky in the morning, but that was a really fun way to start the day. And I'm gonna get into laughing every day too. I want that assignment. So that's all I want to say.
Yeah, listen. Not only laughing every day, there is no. And thank you for calling in, Nathan. There is no time to laugh. It's just like a drinking. You get up and have a drink. No. You know, laughing anytime, the earlier the better, the later the better, the more the better. That is one thing that you can't have enough of. What is the song? Love is love. That's the only thing that there's just a little of. What the world needs now is more laughter each day. Oh, my goodness. Did I start singing on reality spirituality? Woo-wee! Well, if you stop listening, I totally understand, and I will not take that personally. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Welcome, welcome, and happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there, and I mean you mothers and you mothers. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few YouTube videos, yes. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com. The second book that I'm writing, yeah, I know, it's called Program for Unhappiness. It may be out this year. Let's just see what happens. I'm almost finished. Program for Unhappiness. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with your happiness specialist, Rebecca Norrington. Thank you for listening. Have a conscious week.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real.
Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new